Happy Friday, guys. You made it through the week. It's time for the weekend. But before that, let me give you the nerdy news to get you through Saturday and Sunday. I'm Troy Stegner of Zia Comics. Talk nerdy to me. And I'm going to show you all the stuff that's cool for Friday. Let me just minimize myself here in the bottom corner. So I'm pretty sure you don't really want to see me. Ah, there we go. We're going to start with some collectibles. We have X-23, Laura Kinney, clone. People are calling her Wolverine's daughter. Kind of, sort of, not really. She's a female clone of Wolverine. They were not able to make a male clone because there were some damaged DNA chromosomes there. So the only thing they could produce were female. Boom, you have Laura Kinney. This is a premium format statue by Sideshow. And premiums usually come with the cloth outfits. This one, according to the description, is sculpted to resemble and mimic, it says, realistic fabric-like textures. It's sculpted. I don't care how you try to say it and get around it. It might mimic it, but it's not it. So X-23, it's going to be limited. We just don't know how many to be determined. It's going to be just shy of $600. It's coming in at $590. There's a payment plan. It is on pre-order right now, coming out middle to late July of 2019, July to September. This thing is pretty tall, if I remember right, 20-some inches. 25 inches high, 13 wide, 10 long. It's a really good picture of her fighting a sentinel. You can see she's even got one of the toe blades out here. It's poly resin, except for the claws. I believe the claws are actually metal. So that's kind of cool. The metal claws do add a little bit of realistic touch to it. It's not a bad price, $590. A lot of detail, interchangeable heads. You can see she's got the mask with the red eyes or just the regular face. Another picture, you get see the toe blades a lot better. She only has two blades on her arms, of course, but she has the one toe blade, which Wolverine does not have. So I'm showing you the pictures, some really, really nice detail on this thing. And as always, Sideshow always shows you compared to the size of an apple, so it's pretty big. It's a big piece. It'll take up some room on your shelf. Really, really nice detail on this thing. She's in full leap with the hair falling up behind her on her way down. It may look fabric, but according to the description, it is actually sculpted. It's just sculpted to resemble fabric, mimic it, as they say. So, I mean, they did a good job sculpting the fabric. I always prefer the real fabric. That's what makes it premium in my mind. Still not a bad piece. Not a bad piece at all. Let's move on to the next collectible. DC is collectibles. They're putting out Dark Knight's metal statues. The most recent one, if you read Dark Knight's metal, the one-shots, you can see here the Wonder Woman symbol. This is going to be Merciless. This is where he put on Ares' helmet the god Ares' helmet, which is supposed to amplify your power 100-fold, if not more. He defeated Ares with this helmet on. Wonder Woman was going to go take the helmet off of him because it was just too much power for a person to have. He killed Wonder Woman. That was on Earth 12. They were all from different universes. Earth 12. He kind of took over that whole universe. He got the bloodlust, from war. And that's when Barbados, the demon, came in and said, "Hey, I can give you all the war and fighting that you want if you come with me over to the main Earth." And he did. Earth 1, and wreaked some havoc. Here is a picture of the statue. That didn't look bad. DC collectibles, they're not quite up to the par of Sideshow or Hot Toys, but then again, their price isn't up there either. So this is going to be a really affordable piece. It looks pretty good, on their own little stand. He's got the huge sword. Of course, got the helmet from Ares. This one is going to sell for $85. Not bad at all. 110 scale, so he's going to be, what, 6-7 inches. Comes out, or actually it's on sale in June 2019. So you've got a long time before it even goes on sale. But it is on pre-order now. So if you want this, you might want to let your local comic shop know to order this for you. I have a feeling these will probably go pretty quick. The Nightmare Batman were popular. Dark Knight's Metal was a really good series. And we're still seeing the fallout from Dark Knight's Metal. These, I'm a little torn on these. They're the old, like He-Man, Masters of the Universe style bodies, but they're repurposing them with DC superheroes. And so far as I know, right now it's only DC that they have the license for. It's called DC Primal Age. Funko is working with them. Not only are they doing the action figures, but like it says here, comic books. I believe there's going to be some one-shot comic books coming out of this Primal Age. Here you got, this is like Gladiator Batman with his big broadsword and shield. They're going to be rooted in, like it says, sword and sorcery. So if you like He-Man and Masters of the Universe and your superheroes, well, there's a big mashup. And here I got some more pictures. Like here's the Joker one. You can't really tell much. He's got the ha-ha-has all over his chest. They're also going to be doing, looks like, a Wonder Woman. Maybe I can get a better picture. That one actually doesn't look so bad. They didn't give her the hulked out body. It just looks like a little beefier version of Wonder Woman. That one I'm not too upset about. Mr. Freeze, I don't know. I'm not sure what I think. The Wonder Woman, I'm not upset about. The others, I'm kind of on the fence. I don't think I would be adding these to my collection. But if that's your thing, like I said, they're going to be going on pre-sale here in October. Actually, it says the inaugural line is going to be available on Amazon in October. October 5th, which is today. If that's your thing, man, all power to you. You get those beefed up Primal Age action figures for DC. This is more my thing right here. Life-size Batman cowls. I think they got one from, they're from the two different series, Rebirth, and the other one's from Arkham Asylum. They're pretty similar, a little different. You know, that said, the headline says life-size, right? Life-size Batman cowls, but when you come down here to the description, what's that say? That says 1-2 scale. That's not life-size. 1-1 is life-size. So I am not terribly certain. It doesn't look life-size. That probably is a half scale. I've got to say the headline is probably wrong. This is probably a half scale. Pretty reasonable price, $90. Comes out July of next year. You can't wear them. It doesn't look like they're wearable. Looks like they're just for display. I could be wrong. There's some whiteness behind the eyes for blankness. So maybe if you have a very small head, you can wear it half scale. So I'm an idiot. You can't wear it. It's half scale. They're doing a White Knight Joker statue. Black and white. I'm not a fan of the black and white statues. I'm also not a fan of sketch variants, but, you know, to each their own. This one looks nice. It's kind of, you know, he's got looks like maybe a straight razor in one hand and the Batman doll in the other. Designed by Sean Murphy. 110 scale, so it's a little smaller, $80. I already showed you the Merciless, and then there's the Frank Cho version of Harley Quinn. I love Frank Cho's artwork. He draws women much more realistic. She actually has hips. She's not a, you know, straight up and down woman as they should be. This one's going to be selling for $80. They have plans to bring out Wonder Woman, Cheetah, Supergirl, Cyborg, Superman, all by Jason Fabok. So those are all coming out soon also. If you're into those collectibles, there you go. I told you the other day, Outcast is getting canceled on Cinemax. Following on that, they're also going to end the comic book at issue number 48, which will happen sometime in 2019. Kirkman broke this news at New York Comic Con. The final arc is going to start in December, issue 37, so it's going to be about 11-12 issue arc to end it there. It wasn't a bad comic. The main character, Kyle Barnes, he's been plagued with demonic possession his whole life. It's how he goes around dealing with all these possessions. It just never caught on. Not like Walking Dead. Walking Dead, straight out of the gates, kind of exploded. Outcast was kind of a slow burn. It just never really caught fire. So if you want, you can probably, there'll probably be an omnibus for that, I would imagine, later on. But you can pick up the trade paperbacks and get caught up. Sad news. Okay, Captain Marvel, we saw previews and posters for that. There's Skrulls everywhere. The Kree are dealing with the Skrulls. Marvel has said at New York Comic Con they're going to be putting out some Skrull-related title. They didn't really give a name. They kind of used a pun, something Skrull-y this way comes. The Skrulls, I don't hate them. I just don't like shapeshifters, and I don't like clones. The shapeshifting and the clones kind of seems like a cop-out, easy way to get through a plot hole or something that doesn't make sense about a character. So they're bringing the Skrulls back. The Kree's already been back. If you've been reading Death of Inhumans, they've been going around collecting Inhumans for some nefarious purpose. So maybe this is going to tie in with that. If that's true, I'm not too terribly upset. The Kree-Skrull War was pretty big, pretty intense. And then this, after Secret Invasion, you really didn't hear much about Skrulls anymore. I think they were flavor of the week. Yeah, they're coming back. Skrulls all pretty much have the ability to shapeshift. Like I said, I think that's just an easy plot device for them to use as a cheap way to get around plot holes. Let's hope they don't fall on that as a crutch. We have some this is going to be record-breaking type stuff. Todd McFarlane is going to actually draw Spawn number 300, or at least part of it. That issue 300 is pretty significant. That will tie the record for number of issues for an independent comic book. It ties Cerebus, written by Dave Sims. He got all the way up to 300. As soon as McFarlane hits 301, he will beat that record, and I don't see any reason why he won't beat that record. There's talk of giving him an asterisk or something because Dave Sims, I guess, was writing and involved with every episode of Cerebus. McFarlane, not so much with Spawn. He took long stretches off. Other people drew and wrote. So either way, 300 issues of any independent comic is pretty cool. You don't see that a lot. Like I said, Cerebus right now is the only one. Spawn's probably going to break that record. The next closest one might be Savage Dragon. And Eric Larson's been working on that from the beginning. So Savage Dragon may hit that number. But right now is Mr. Sims with Cerebus standing alone with Spawn and McFarlane knocking on the door. We may have another 300 issue independent. And Spawn's still going strong. Doesn't look to be stopping anytime soon. So there's no reason why they won't hit 400 maybe. Mega Man. Live action films. They love taking these properties and turning them into live action films. The next one they're talking about now, Mega Man. Capcom is working on a Mega Man live action film. It's going to be written and directed by Henry Joost, Paranormal Activity, and Paranormal Activities' Ariel Schumann. 20th Century Fox is going to distribute it. So, yeah, if you like the video game, which yeah, there's no reason you shouldn't, it's a really good video game. In fact, the new one's coming out soon, Mega Man 11. Actually, it's available now on PC, PlayStation 4, Nintendo Switch, and Xbox One. I guess they have the CGI available to them now. They can make Mega Man live action work. I don't know. It's going to have to be a really well-written story to translate that side-scroller into a good movie. Well, here's something that's interesting. They have tried to make cosplay-related TV series a couple times already. They did one with Steampunk. They did one with, I think Yaya Han had one for a while. She was the host. There's one that's still ongoing, if I remember correctly, with Lana Vamp as the host. None of those are real box office, you know, ratings busters for any TV show. And I think the only one of them is currently still ongoing. There is one called Suit Up. It's a cosplay show that is teaming up with DC Comics and Blueprint. Blueprint, I guess, is the streaming service that this thing is going to be on. They're going to have all kinds of cosplay stuff, classes and things on this serve. The streaming service is, they're calling it a do-it-yourself costume design series inspired by some of today's biggest superheroes, streaming on Blueprint. Right now, they're only teamed up with DC, so you're not going to see any Marvel characters, I don't believe. In all the previews I'm seeing here, you know, you got Batgirl, Superman, Aquaman. They're going to show you how to make your, they're going to have tutorials on how to make your custom costumes for whatever event, whether it be Comic-Con, Halloween, or just because you want to dress up. This, it has potential. Cosplay is big, and I think it's just going to continue getting bigger. Some of these costumes, a lot of these guys put a ton of time, effort, and money into these costumes. I think why a lot of people, more people don't get into it is just the know-how. There's a little bit of a learning curve on entry there. You need to learn how to make the really top-tier stuff. You need to learn how to work with EVA foam, Warbler, sewing. You have to know how to sew. There's not like a whole lot of patterns out there. A lot of these guys make the patterns up themselves from scratch. It's not like, I mean, I'm sure there, don't get me wrong, there probably are patterns out there that you can buy to build your own, but for the most part, it's a lot of from scratch stuff. You should have, when you see these costumes, you should have a lot of respect for the amount of time and effort and money and blood and everything else they put into this. So this show, I think, is going to be good for cosplay. It's going to have a lot of how to, instead of it being a competition based reality show, which, oh my god, there's too many reality shows, stop it. This one is going to be a lot more tutorials and how to's, which let's see, Blueprint's library has over 3,000 hours of classes and series on around the clock. So just about anything you want, you can go on Blueprint's streaming library, look it up, and find out how the best practices are to make this part of the costume that you're working on now, or just even how to get started. So check that out. In fact, I think they have a free week going right now from the 5th through the 12th. Am I lying? Did I make that up? Nope. Here it is, Suit Up for free, October 5th through the 12th. So if you're on the fence about whether you want to check this out, hey, check it out for free. It might be for you. It might not. Either way, it won't cost you. Marvel has created a new hero. I'm guessing that's pronounced Agon. Here's the thing. You're probably not going to see him in comic books. It's one of three new, I mean, every year for Contest of Champions, it seems like they're making a new character. He will be joining the other ones they made, Guillotine, released in 2015, and Morningstar in 2017. Yeah, these characters were created for that online game. They're interesting characters. I wouldn't mind seeing them in the comics. Like this Aegon dude, he comes from a pacifist race. Except he's not really pacifist. He secretly trained to be a gladiator. He fought in that contest of champions. He beat the master, which granted him a cool artifact belt, the ISO belt, where he's allowed to create phantom body parts because his arm got hacked off. So that's a phantom arm there. He is going to, I don't know if he's going to be one of the playable characters or if you can pick him up by winning something. I don't know. I quit playing Contest of Champions in the first year. It's still going on. It's a pretty popular game. So he's one of the new characters. Here's another one. It's kind of a mashup. You've got the Symbiote Supreme, which is a mix of the one of the symbiotes and Doctor Strange. Yeah, Symbiote Supreme. And then you got Venom Duck, which is Howard the Duck and Venom. I'm not a fan of Howard the Duck. I don't like how they keep trying to force him back into the mainstream. Anyway, those are new characters you're going to see in Contest of Champions for Marvel. Yep. Like I said, I quit playing it. I can't tell you much about it. That is the last article that I have for you guys today. I'm going to maximize myself again because why not? Oh, stretch. Ooh. Stretch up, 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 and I'm filling your screen. All right. As always, thanks for watching. Please subscribe to this YouTube channel. Mash that bell icon to be notified whenever I put up a new video. And if you're one of my auditory-only podcast friends, subscribe to us on your favorite podcast platform. I'll see you guys tomorrow. Later, nerds. Get nerdy with me. Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Eve? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RPG.